Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Coming up after the news shows, join us, Dr. Tom Levy. Spectacular information about a wide variety of things you'll want to know about, so be sure to stay tuned. The newsletter last week was about gifts, and I added at least one since then, and it'll be in this week's newsletter, Last Minute Gifts of Health. Well, the Dallas Cowboys recently played the Buffalo Bills. I do not want to talk about it. As for my lucky Cowboys sweatshirt, at least it's warm. I want to tell you a little story about the worst Christmas I ever had. It makes all the rest of them look very good by comparison. Decades ago in Vail, Colorado, I will just sketch the outlines and let your imagination fill the miserable, disgusting, but probably comical details. For starters, let me say Heroes is not available, and I do not yet know anything about gut health or that Mexico isn't the only place you can get severe digestive distress. I also didn't know how impractical overall style ski pants are, especially white ones. So Bill and I were in different skiing classes. My group ate in the hut at the top of a mountain. My tummy trouble became apparent when I was too far downhill to go back. So I asked the instructor to give us a break, and I tromped through deep snow back through sparse trees looking for a little privacy. That's when I found out that with overalls, you must basically get undressed to get down to business, never mind your bare butt in the snow. I thought I was done and trudged back to the group, embarrassed, of course. A little later, repeat. This time, I asked the instructor to just take the class ahead without me. No sense delaying them anymore. I planted my skis in the snow, except for the one that got away from me and headed downhill. Fortunately, it didn't hit anybody in the head before a good Samaritan stopped it. Another trek into the snow with even thinner trees. Coming out, I'm now exhausted and limping with one ski. After I get that back, I decide to scoot along a road rather than continue trying to control skis going downhill with my now wobbly legs. The third attack was particularly problematic since there were no trees on that road. Let's just say I took off my jacket and tied it around my waist. Classy, yes. At the bottom, I was in line for the shuttle back to the motel. I prevailed on the dispatcher to let me jump the line since I was sick. As you might imagine, I felt sorry for the other passengers who instantly knew what my problem was. So the end of that Christmas day, we spent in the hotel's laundry facilities. Poor Bill. Now I always travel with Dr. O'Hara's and start taking it before I leave, because you never know when something like that's going to hit. Hopefully not when you're high up on a mountain wearing a white ski suit. I hope you have a just fabulous Christmas. I plan to have one that's a whole lot better than that. And it was funny in retrospect, but not at the time. We'll see you again in just a little bit. Stay tuned.
Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small, so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone-free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with Ion Box. Visit the shop page of hbnshow.com. Again, that's the shop page of hbnshow.com.
As you probably know, bacteria causes dental cavities. You may not be aware that most dental issues are due to bacteria and other harmful microorganisms. For example, they cause receding gums, failed root canals, and failed implants. Fortunately, there is a potent new tool in this battle. Ozone. Ozone is created from oxygen by an electrical charge. Ozone kills bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites on contact. However, when ozone contacts healthy cells, it becomes useful hydrogen peroxide or plain oxygen. Ozone is also a healing agent. Dr. Philip R. Koslow is what natural health experts recommend, a holistic or biological dentist. Dr. Koslow uses advanced ozone techniques to treat gum disease, fungal infections, viral infections, to disinfect tooth surfaces before placing restorations, and as prevention in root canal therapies. Dr. Koslow's cheery office is conveniently located in North Dallas off the tollway. Connect to Dr. Koslow from the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or call for an appointment at 972-458-2400.
Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, hello and welcome. I'm quite tickled to have Thomas E. Levy, MD, back with us again. He is always a delight. He's a board-certified cardiologist, bar-certified attorney, and the author of several groundbreaking books. I've been reading several new and interesting articles that he's published, and we're going to go over those today. On previous programs, we discussed his books, Magnesium, Reversing Disease, and Death by Calcium, Proof of the Toxic Effects of Dairy and Calcium Supplements. Dr. Levy is also one of the world's leading vitamin C experts, and he wrote a magnificent book, Curing the Incurable, Vitamin C, Infectious Diseases and Toxins, now in its third edition. During the pandemic, he kindly told us how to prevent COVID without the scary and relatively useless drugs being recommended. Details about that procedure are in an article and a book that I have linked in the notes from today's show in the archives. And welcome back.
Glad to be back, Marty, as always.
Well, I thought we'd start with the latest in the scary headlines on the news, the triple threat, flu, COVID, and RSV. What are your thoughts?
Well, exactly what you just said. It seems to me, more than anything else, just something designed to scare. These are things that have been around a long time. COVID in different forms, different species of virus. And, gosh, I don't know. It seems like everything they do these days is to try to frighten people into getting more vaccines. So what could be better to push a vaccine than to say, my God, you need protection against these things because they're going to attack you all at once. We've talked many times about the different ways to effectively treat any type of virus or pathogen, especially one propagating in the nose and throat and upper respiratory tract, which is where nearly all of them enter the body and then propagate and then infect the rest of the body. So I think if everybody stays calm, learns about biooxidative therapies, vitamin C, hydrogen peroxide, ozone, ultraviolet blood irradiation, they'll find that they can settle down and not have to panic.
The answer being vaccines, the only one they have, they're kind of a one-hit wonder on that. Part of it's because they have no respect for how the body protects itself, and just a disdain for anything natural because there's no money in it. And we have to just stand up and say, I'm going to learn enough to protect myself. And you have been just a wonderful guide in that regard. And again, I'm putting links to your suggestions in the notes from today's archive, so be sure to go there, and links to all of the books as well. Well, one of your new articles really raises some eyebrows. Root canals cause breast cancer frequently. Please explain.
Well, interestingly enough, most of the articles, and there were 262 references in the paper, actually came from endodontic journals, the root canal specialist journals. So it's kind of funny. They put the information out, and then seemingly they ignore it or don't make any practical application of it. But we've known since the 20s and 30s and 40s with Dr. Weston Price how horrible root canal infections can be for the general health. And it hasn't changed, okay? And now we have, however, as is outlined in the paper, clear scientific evidence that 100% of root canals are chronically infected. Some are more chronically infected than others and have larger abscesses and accumulations of pus at the root tips, but it's very clear, as is outlined in the paper, that they're all infected. And then, especially with regard to breast cancer, I outlined the physiology of the body, I think, quite concisely, because the lymphatic system is sort of a parallel system to the circulatory system. The circulatory system circulates blood. The lymphatic system is the extracellular fluid around the cells that takes all the waste products and then filters them back eventually through the lymph nodes to be disinfected and then back into the blood. Well, as it turns out, the lymphatic circulation of the teeth, of root canals, and other infected teeth drain directly through the breast tissue. Okay, so basically the breast tissues, if you will, siphon off and purify and circulate the lymph before they ever reach the lymph nodes in the armpits, where when people get infections or cancers, that's where you start to notice the prominent changes. But what we also saw and now have clearly documented is that in the breast tissue itself, inside a cancerous lump, inside the cells, outside the cancerous lump, are the pathogens from the mouth. It's as clear a cause and effect as possible. All cancers, all diseases, 100%, are caused by variably increased degrees of oxidative stress, which means toxins, which come from pathogens, causing oxidation of biomolecules and causing a great deal of pathology. So for a long time, and you see this when you look in the literature, they try to pass this off as association, correlation, link, etc., and use everything possible other than the dirty words cause and effect. This is cause and effect. Okay, lumps don't develop in the breast and then they secondarily become infected. No, the pathogens from the mouth are continually filtered through the breast. And when you have a situation where the drainage of the breast is not as good as you'd like it to be, or the pathogen volume gets so large, they set up shop inside the breast and breast cancer results.
And just to complicate matters, nobody except one author that we've interviewed seems to care about the fact that women are interfering with that circulation with tight bras and underwire bras. So, one problem compounds the other. So a person says, oh, well, this doesn't sound good at all. I have two root canals. Now what?
Well, that's an individual choice, okay? I mean, if you have a root canal, does that mean for sure you're going to get breast cancer or have another disease? No, I can't say that. But what I can tell you for sure is that you are releasing some amount of pathogens and toxins every time you chew on those root canal-treated teeth because they have infections at the root tips that are directly connected to the venous circulation and the lymphatic circulation that I've just mentioned. And you express those pathogens and toxins directly into the blood and directly into the lymph. So I'm just an advocate of completely informed consent, okay? To the best of my knowledge, endodontics, the root canal specialists, do not let people know in the slightest fashion at all that there's an increased risk of anything and that there's any dissemination of infected material. And that's where the real crime is. People need to understand what's happening. If they want a root canal and don't think it's a big risk, that'll be their choice.
But if they already have one, I would assume they need to go to a very enlightened dentist that will remove them and have a good plan for replacement and will use ozone to disinfect the areas thoroughly so that there isn't a remaining pocket of infection. Sound about right?
Or you leave infection behind. Absolutely. You need a biological dentist, as you said, but preferably one who uses ozone.
Yes. In the Dallas area, that would be our sponsor, Dr. Coslow. We'll be right back with Thomas E. Levy, MD. Don't go away. This is Healthy by Nature.
Did you know many health issues are actually caused by being too acidic and that you can improve these issues by simply becoming more alkaline? Wheatgrass is one of the most alkaline superfoods on planet Earth, proven to have higher alkalinity than other fruits and vegetables. Wheatgrass juice is an efficient way to alkalize a pH level of your body. Now you can get all the amazing health benefits of taking wheatgrass juice in a convenient powder or capsule form. Sweet Wheat by Brightcore Nutrition is harvested at its peak and cold-pressed dried to retain its live enzymes and healing properties. Sweet Wheat is vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, and certified organic. Whether you're suffering from chronic fatigue, acid reflux, digestive issues, or just want to support a stronger immune system and better health, Sweet Wheat is the alkaline superfood you've been looking for. Visit us at MyBrightCore.com or call today at 888-958-5331 and get up to 50% off your first order. That's 888-958-5331.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
Dr. Levy is a medical doctor, board certified as a cardiologist, but his interests extend way beyond that, and we've talked with him about magnesium, about the dangers of excess calcium, about vitamin C, about halting COVID and other respiratory diseases right where they start in the upper respiratory tract, and we just discussed root canals as a cause of breast cancer. In some correspondence, Dr. Levy, you had mentioned that osteoporosis is worsened or caused by oral bacteria. So I imagine that also applies to root canals.
And yes, that's the other main point of the paper. Obviously, breast cancer being the number one cancer on the planet for causing death and really only affecting 50% of the population just tells you how horrible it is. But the point is what's causing that breast cancer is also worsening, provoking, and primarily often causing every disease imaginable under the sun. Okay, as I mentioned before, all disease, 100% of disease comes from increased oxidative stress, increased biomolecules that lose their electrons due to pro-oxidant toxins. And unless you have some sort of very unusual external toxin exposure from your air, food, or water, these toxins only come from the pathogens that have set up shop inside your body. And the primary places where they set up shop are in areas of fixed infection, like root canals, other teeth that have become abscessed but have never been treated. These are called chronic apical periodontitis or chronically abscessed but asymptomatic teeth, chronic gum disease, which basically is the seeding factor for chronically affected teeth, and chronically infected tonsils, because the tonsils drain these infected areas of the jawbone and rapidly become big sources of infections themselves. So the thing to bear in mind is all diseases are caused by increased oxidative stress, and osteoporosis is just one of the many different diseases that is provoked by this. And we talk about vitamin C. So basically, vitamin C being the primary antioxidant of the body, and the toxins from the pathogens being the primary pro-oxidant in the body. This is why you could actually technically call any given disease condition an area of scurvy in the body where the pro-oxidants have knocked down the protective antioxidant levels of vitamin C so low that the only outcome is then disease. But it's very important, and even though the article is focused on breast cancer, to realize that for optimal health, you need to do two things. You need to repair the oxidized biomolecules that have been hit by the toxins and the pro-oxidants from the pathogens with vitamin C and other good antioxidants. And you need to prevent, meaning you need to stop the influx of new toxins into diseased tissues. And the reason why this is so tenacious is it's now clearly demonstrated in the paper. All of the chronic diseases that have been properly examined and evaluated pathologically and histologically show actual on-site in the tissue growing of pathogens, nearly always from the mouth. So these initial infections in the mouth, as we mentioned before, disseminate into the blood, disseminate into the liver and the lymph, and they set up shop in different tissues. I mean, in Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease, coronary artery disease, all of these diseases, we've actually identified slow growing colonizations of these pathogens. You know, they don't flare up into a full plus infectious disease, but they sit there low grade, protected by what's known as biofilm, so that antibiotics do not touch them. You need important biooxidative therapies like vitamin C, hydrogen peroxide, and ozone in order to get at them. But as long as you cannot resolve them, they will continue to feed whatever the diseased tissue is with more new toxins, so that you can't possibly take enough vitamin C and other antioxidants to completely get well. You'll get better, but your chronic disease will continue to progress. So osteoporosis, fibromyalgia, neurologic disease, the list goes on, but they're all due to chronic pathogen colonization, primarily initiated by the early dissemination of pathogens from the mouth.
You mentioned in passing tonsils. Would you like to say anything more about that? I mean,
yes,
obviously
tonsils are
it's as though it's the tonsils' fault that it says, well, let's get it out of there. You don't need it anyway, which I think is always nonsense. A body hasn't made mistakes putting in appendix and tonsils and gallbladders.
Well, that's true. But the body gets put into certain non-physiological circumstances, like it's not natural, of course, to have a root canal and to have a tooth in the jawbone that's infected forever until you take it out. And the jawbone and the teeth, for example, if you inject some potent black dye into an area of a tooth, India ink, within 20 minutes you'll see spots of inks on top of the tonsil. So the tonsil is continually draining these sites of infection in the jawbone. And if it's a large amount, the tonsils uniformly become overwhelmed. And rather than filtering through and eliminating the infectious processes coming from the teeth, they become overwhelmed and become chronically infected themselves. So as I like to say, the tonsils go from being a protector to an infector. Why is this significant? Well, Dr. Joseph Issels, many years ago in Germany, ran a clinic for advanced cancer patients. He found that all of them had chronically abscessed teeth, and those would come out as part of his protocol. And he had a successful protocol that helped a lot of people, but he also noted after all the teeth came out and the patients started getting better, about 20% of them down the road would still have heart attacks. Well, Dr. Issel somehow figured out that this was because the tonsils were infected. And in this particular circumstance, he started doing tonsillectomy on all these patients as well, and the heart attack stopped. And he found under pathology, histology, that 100% of the tonsils that he extracted were significantly and chronically infected, even though they looked normal, even though they didn't look inflamed. So this is different from childhood tonsillitis, where you get big, horrible, ugly, swollen tonsils with pus and stones and all these other things. So the point being is we now have, and we didn't have it that I'm aware of back in the days of Dr. Issels, is we have ways to treat the tonsils presumptively as being infected. And when you look at the CRP, the C-reactive protein, and you find that your treatment of the tonsil brings that CRP back down into a normal range, then you know you're effectively treating that infected tonsil. And the ways you do this are, one thing you can do is called ear insufflation of ozone, okay? Another one is direct ozone gas injections into the tonsils. Another one is to put drops of 1% methylene blue directly on the tonsils. All of these things can rapidly and significantly resolve tonsillar infections and give you protection from the tonsils causing problems elsewhere in the body.
Great. When we come back, I'd like you to address a question one of our listeners, Anna, sent in, that she's been using chlorine dioxide, and now she's concerned after reading your book that she might be making a mistake. So we'll let you address that question when we come back here on Healthy by Nature. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. Please stay with us.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those in turn help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
Sweet Wheat by Brightcar Nutrition is an organic wheatgrass juice powder that gives your body the boost it needs. Increase energy, reduce acidity, boost metabolism, and detoxify. Sweet Wheat is a naturally potent source of essential vitamins, live enzymes, chlorophyll, and phytonutrients. It's harvested at just the right moment, then cold-pressed dried to ensure it retains every bit of dense nutritional value. Now you can get all the benefits of a wheatgrass juice shot in a convenient powder or capsule form. Sweet Wheat is gluten-free, vegan, non-GMO, and 100% certified organic. Harness nature's goodness with Brightcore Sweet Wheat. Visit us at mybrightcore.com. Or call today at 888-958-5331 and get up to 50% off your first order. That's 888-958-5331.
Hi, I'm Marty Whitakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why. When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
My guest, Thomas E. Levy, MD, is a board-certified cardiologist, the author of a number of what I consider groundbreaking books. He really has dug into the medical literature and combines that with his experience in practice and with common sense, and has come up with ways that we can greatly improve our health and prevent disease. I will have links to all of his books and the articles we're discussing today in the notes from today's show in the archives. I posed a question when we went to break that Anna says that she's been using Jim Humble's protocol, added to drinking water for infections of teeth, Lyme disease, malaria, even autism. But she's now kind of torn between pro-oxidants and antioxidants and wanted you to, let me get to that part of the page. I wanted to make sure she wasn't doing more damage with the drops. She does take
a lot of antioxidants,
but hours away.
To the best of my knowledge, Marty, and I've looked into it, it's not something I've worked with to the degree that I've worked with hydrogen peroxide and vitamin C and ozone, but chlorine dioxide, the Jim Humble protocol, is pretty much another type of biooxidative therapy. It's very highly effective against pathogens. Quite honestly, I think it's extremely effective. And the only reason I haven't really gone out of my way to promote it is because of the bleach-like smell that's associated. And people get very emotional when you start making things sound like they're household cleaners because they smell like bleach. And they start making hysterical statements and try to deride you, whereas things like hydrogen peroxide, that issue never comes to the surface, and hydrogen peroxide is something that's naturally made by the body. Incidentally, hypochlorous acid, which is akin to the chlorine dioxide, is also found in the body naturally. So I don't think the pathways have been worked out as well as they have with hydrogen peroxide and something called the Fenton reaction to kill pathogens and kill pathogen-infected cells. But I think it's a highly effective therapy. I don't have really anything negative to say about it other than the fact that when you deal with it, it smells like bleach, and then this can cause people to deride you and make fun of you, saying you're doing stupid things with your body, like ingesting bleach as if you do that out of a bottle. But remember, everything is related to concentration. All right. Hydrogen peroxide, like I recommend with hydrogen peroxide nebulization, is 3% or less. I mean, you could kill yourself very easily with a 20, 30, 40, 50% concentration of hydrogen peroxide. But that's not what we're talking about. Everything, literally everything, can be toxic if you take too much or too high a concentration. Some things far less than others, but everything can be pushed to toxicity. So they try to, they being the loyal opposition that wants to promote pharmaceuticals at all costs, will take anything and then cite articles that use much higher concentrations and much more ridiculous applications and then tell you how bad they are. But the other thing that needs to be realized, I'm sure you probably realize this already, Marty, is when they're talking about toxicity, they being the pharmaceutical companies and the research surrounding it, fully 100,000 people in the United States every year die from pharmaceutical drugs properly prescribed and directed. Okay, in other words, they weren't used in an outlandish, ill-advised way. They were used as prescribed, and they still cause problems and eventual fatalities. That does
they forget
not
to
occur
mention that.
At all. What's that? That does
they
not
forget
occur
to mention
at all.
That.
Yeah, with hydrogen peroxide, vitamin C, chlorine dioxide, ozone, none of those agents have any toxicity of any significance at all when used as directed.
Yeah, water can kill you. So just drinking too much water. So we've got to kind of get used to the idea that there is a safe range and there is a ridiculous range. And that's really important information. And taking the antioxidants at a separate time, that makes sense also. And I like the idea of hydrogen peroxide because when it breaks down, what do we have? We have oxygen and water. So, yeah, not scary at all.
It's very interesting, Marty, too, because one of the things that we've talked about in the past is hydrogen peroxide nebulization, where you're inhaling a hydrogen peroxide vapor to deal with pathogens, very effective on COVID. I published a paper where 20 advanced cases of COVID were completely cured with just hydrogen peroxide nebulization. Now, the patients weren't deprived of other. This was in Colombia, South America, where they didn't have anything else available. I mean, somebody that has COVID, they should take everything that they can. But the point is the hydrogen peroxide has shown itself to be capable alone of doing the job if you do the right concentration long enough, at least in these 20 out of 20 patients. And you just mentioned the hydrogen and the oxygen and water. I mean, what could be more perfect? It's actually a therapy designed by nature. It's little known, but I want to make it known, is that the lung cells lining the airways actually produce and express or secrete peroxide into the airspace. So hydrogen peroxide is naturally produced by the body as a natural way of dealing with the pathogens that you inhale with every breath. Because make no doubt about it, there's not a person on the planet that has taken a single inhalation without having inhaled some pathogens. So that's the front line. The front line is the body makes the peroxide. And then when your pathogen challenge is too large or too high, then you need the addition of more peroxide at a slightly higher concentration in order to get yourself back into a normal state. The other thing, too, is when you with your water and your oxygen, Those are the two most ideal things that you need to heal tissue that has been injured by infection: hydration and oxygenation. And then when you hydrate, you also make it easier in the lungs to express the mucus and everything else to clean yourself up.
And going back to the news we were talking about, the flu, COVID, and RSV, all upper respiratory. And so get it where it starts, shut it down before it takes over the body, and makes perfect sense. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of cardiology with another one of your papers. Folks, please stay with us. Dr. Thomas Levy, MD, has a lot more to share with us. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittaker, your host.
Give the gift of fresh, helpful, invigorating air. Ion Box uses the negative ions that you enjoy at the beach or a waterfall to purify any room. Ion Box devices are affordable for many on your gift list and are so conveniently small that they can go to the office and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of IonBox at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens. Plus, it's ozone-free and there are no filters to change. Improve your loved one's quality of breathing, sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Anyone you care about will stay healthier with IonBox. For video links, visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com. Consumers and health practitioners who would like to offer IonBox to their patients, please visit ionbox.net. Consumers enjoy free shipping with the coupon code HBN. Visit ionbox.net.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation, or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
Collagen accounts for 30% of your body's protein. It provides structure, support, or strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin from sagging, giving us that plump, youthful look. It also provides amino acids that can be used to build hair and helps fight damage to hair follicles. Revive by Brightcore Nutrition combines five types of collagen with the moisturizing power of hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Scientific studies have shown that collagen stimulates cartilage growth, providing support for the growth and repair of cartilage tissues, as well as relieve joint inflammation and pain. Heal your body from the inside out. Discover your fountain of youth today with Revive from Brightcore Nutrition. Visit us at mybrightcore.com or call today at 888-958-5331 and get up to 50% off your first order. That's 888-958-5331.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Thomas E. Levy, MD, has written some wonderful books. I recommend all of them. Real basic things that will give you a longer, healthier life on magnesium, on calcium, on vitamin C, and some free things that I can give to you by way of links in the archives about what we've been talking about, this nebulizing of hydrogen peroxide. One of your recent articles, Dr. Levy, is titled Health heart failure or therapy failure. Toxins cause cardiomyopathy. First, define what is cardiomyopathy.
Sure. Cardio is heart, myo is muscle, and pathy is disease. So it's just saying cardiomyopathy means disease of the heart muscle. The interesting thing about that is it turns out to be a very common diagnosis, heart failure. Heart failure, for those who don't know, is generally when the heart enlarges, doesn't contract as well, and the fluid backs up in your body, into your extremities and into your lungs. Nearly 40 or 50% of hospitalizations involve a diagnosis of heart failure. So this is a common, common condition. Now, the whole really foundation of that article sprung from an article in 1999 in the Journal of the American Cardiology. So my fellow cardiologist owns subspecialty journal that showed they examined biopsies of advanced heart failure patients with terminal congestive cardiomyopathy up for heart transplants. And in addition to just looking at the histology, they also measured heavy metal levels inside that tissue. Marty, they found 22,000-fold, that's 2,200,000% more mercury inside that heart muscle than in normal heart muscle. They found 1,100,000% more antimony, something that people don't pay attention to, in the heart muscle. They found large amounts of copper. They found also lead, cadmium, and a number of other heavy metals. It was almost as if the heart is a selective sieve for the heavy metals circulating in your body. Of course, you have them everywhere in your body, but the heart appears because of its high metabolic activity of taking in nutrients and putting out waste products rapidly, many times every minute, that in the process, any heavy metals that are present get highly concentrated. And this, of course, begs the question, where does the mercury come from? Well, we still have many generations of people that have had the mercury amalgam fillings in their mouth for decades. And it doesn't take rocket science to realize, especially when you see the vapor, mercury vapor, you can visualize it coming off of these fillings 24/7, as the young people like to say. It's very apparent that this is where it comes from. But the big point to take away from that, too, is there's something that can be done for these advanced patients, because right now cardiology shrugs its shoulders and say, well, if you got heart failure, you got heart failure. We'll give you fluid pills. We'll do this. We'll do that. We'll lower the blood pressure. But they don't have anything to offer to really reverse the pathology in the heart. And that involves chelation therapy, things like DMSA, non-prescription agents, things like N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C, succinic acid, citric acid, and far infrared sauna. You can help sweat out these toxins. And when you take strong ATP production stimulators, which increase contractility, you also get significant improvement. The most prominent one is coenzyme Q10, but also things like niacinamide and riboflavin and methylene blue all stimulate this production of ATP, and it's just incredible. You can take so many of these patients that have been doomed to an early, miserable death and bring them back to a functional level and a good level at which they can live for many more years.
Wonderful. Well, I will link to that article again in the archives so people can get all those details. And most of the remedies that you talked about, except for the methylene blue, are vitamins and minerals, so, and antioxidants, the kinds of things we talk about on this program. Another article, persistent spike protein syndrome, rapid resolution with ultraviolet blood irradiation.
That's, I tell you what, that's sure. The thing is we're dealing now with a pandemic of chronic spike protein. Some people from chronic COVID, many people just because the vaccines or the jabs, if you don't call them vaccines, are designed to put spike protein in your body. But it turns out the body doesn't get rid of it very well. and instead it stays and starts to propagate. Well, this is pretty much always associated with an elevated D-dimer test, indicating advanced blood clotting. And when you do something like ultraviolet blood irradiation, wow, the D-dimer can rapidly come down to normal, and the patient's symptoms can rapidly resolve. Very, very dramatic.
Where can people get such a treatment?
I don't have a list of such facilities. I work with Dr. Rod Honeyhackey consultatively at the Reardon Clinic in Wichita, Kansas, and we have put together what I think is a profoundly effective protocol for chronic COVID and persistent spike protein there. It's in Wichita, and it pretty much gives all the different biooxidative therapies plus optimal administrations of vitamin C.
And you will need a functional medicine doctor if you're going to try to talk to them about this. I have seen some that do the blood irradiation. We'll be right back.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health, too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.
The far infrared component of sunlight is a nutrient and a natural remedy. These waves are invisible. They're at the far end of the spectrum from the ones that cause sunburn. I'm excited about the convenient and affordable far infrared table lamp. The lamp focuses that light power on whatever part of the body you want to help. It gently stimulates circulation, lymphatic drainage, and immune function, while it oxygenates and energizes cells. Every home and office should have one, and it would make a terrific gift. Who doesn't at least occasionally have a sore throat or stiff joint, congested sinuses, a rash or injury? You might just want to strengthen your eyes or ears. Save with the code HBNLAMP. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details, or call Phil at 626-200-8454,
626-200-8454. Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
As is usually the case, I have enough questions for Dr. Levy to go on for another hour, but we have run out of time. We're just on fumes right now. So I will remind you that anytime I said I'll put a link to a study, a book, an article, I will put that in the notes from today's show in the archives. You'll get it in the newsletter, which may be very short this week because we're all busy, but also go to the website, hbnshow.com. Select listen from the menu. You'll see archives. You go there to the Dr. Levy's interview, and there will be a link to more about him and all of these articles and books and things that we've talked about. So we have about and a half. I'm going to give you the microphone for the last little bit for some parting words of thought.
Sure. I think especially in this ongoing pandemic, I can't say it's over yet, the factors about spike protein that we briefly talked about, and that affects the heart that we're talking about as well. I think it's my recommendation that everybody on the planet gets a D-dimer test. That tells you how, if your blood is abnormally clotting or not, which is nearly always the case when spike protein is present. And this is also due to the fact that spike protein causes every symptom under the sun. So whenever you're being treated for anything, first and foremost, you need to know that it's not spike protein. And if it is, you need to treat it. And if it's normal and you get sick 6 months later, then you repeat the test, because lots of people, unfortunately, are picking up spike protein down the road by informal contact with people. So as a parting thought, I would say, get your D-dimer and make sure it's normal, and make sure you have a doctor who appreciates how to deal with it, because unfortunately, lots of doctors, I don't know why, will simply refuse to do a D-dimer test. So figure that one out, Marty.
Well, yes. I mean, you have to be alert to the tests that you need. Somebody well on their way to diabetes might have to ask for a hemoglobin A1C. Somebody with osteoporosis might have to ask for a vitamin D test. Makes no sense. Have to be your own advocate. Well, thank you very much, as always, Dr. Levy. It's been a real pleasure and a great benefit to our listeners. Folks, I hope you have a safe and Merry Christmas. If you're partying, remember there's Uber. Don't drive if you've had alcohol. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Give the gift of fresh, helpful, invigorating air. Ion Box uses the negative ions that you enjoy at the beach or a waterfall to purify any room. Ion Box devices are affordable for many on your gift list and are so conveniently small that they can go to the office and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of IonBox at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens. Plus, it's ozone-free and there are no filters to change. Improve your loved one's quality of breathing, sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Anyone you care about will stay healthier with IonBox. For video links, visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com. Consumers and health practitioners who would like to offer IonBox to their patients, please visit ionbox.net. Consumers enjoy free shipping with the coupon code HBN. Visit ionbox.net.
If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.